This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think in your absence, we did play your Marcus Davenport laugh about them talking about, and then they signed Jesse Chavez.
They brought Jesse back. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's crazy. I look.
It just, you can't get rid of him.
You cannot. He's just always around.
He's like Kirk Cousins in reverse.
He's just always around. It's unbelievable. But yes, so they bring Chavez back. And listen, right. we cheer for Chavez. It's just the idea that this is his, 10th time with the team now?
I think 7 times he's come back and forth with the Bravos. Look, I mean, it's a testament. Now, I know that you've talked about believing, in what we're doing. And I certainly believe in the moves, in the field. It's just the pitching is like, for instance, you're playing San Diego. I mean, that's good squad,
They're a good
right?
team. They're a good team.
And then by the time you get to the Dodgers, for instance, Thursday it's Sale. Lopez, Schwellenbach goes Saturday.
Okay.
And then wrap-up day in San Diego, Smith-Schaver. So it's go time, show time.
Yeah, he's got to show
up. And then
up.
You roll into L.A. with the best team money can buy, and it's Eastbound and Down, and it's Grant Holmes. So that's what you're living with, though, brother, until Strider gets up.
I do like the move, though, that you got for Ian Anderson, because, if you can get something for nothing, you would have just designated him.
He would have been gone. You get something from the Angels.
You get something for him. I think that this can help. We'll see. And I've been saying this because Chris and I argue all the time because Chris is a big baseball guy, and he's always talking, the bullpen, and I'm like, it's not going to look the same. We'll be fine.
Suarez, by the way, 27, and he can also spot start, and he's a setup guy.
Yes, he can help in many different ways.
By the way, Chris, just in my ear, he just can't stop. He goes, he's like, hey, he's got an ERA of 5.
I know.
But it is what it is in the American League, Chris. It's different.
We cannot concern
ourselves. Both leagues have the DH. That's a weak excuse.
We're not going to concern ourselves with that. Let's hear Snit talking about Strider first and foremost. Then we'll let you hear what he has to say about a guy that I think could actually change this team. And I know you may think I'm crazy. Here's Brian Snicker on Strider.
This is Spencer's first big league camp. As well as he did last year, I didn't even know what he looked like till he showed up in Atlanta. And, it's going to be different. It's going to be new territory for him too, navigating, this season. But we'll do everything we can to try and protect those guys and within reason. I mean, we still got to go out and win ball games but I think organizationally we do a really good job of taking care of these guys.
Okay. I mean, you and I have lamented at times. I lament more than you lament the state of the pitching and the young guys who just can't seem to stick. And they can't find a way to get Elder up to 98 miles an hour. He is what he is. So it's A.J. Smith-Shaver's chance to shine. Grant Holmes certainly was, it's a hell of a story, Carl, being a lifer in the minors and finally getting a shot. But you're a lifer in the minors for a reason. Is he going to be okay?
Well, look, his stuff is there. It's Mike, it's in between the years, like with all these guys. Can he be consistent and can he do what they're asking him to do every fifth day? That becomes the question mark. I think that the way that you have to look at this is, again, innings.
Right.
Can he eat innings? Can we find guys to eat innings for us without taxing the bullpen and without having to score 9 runs every game? That's what you're hoping for from the back half of this bullpen or the back half of this rotation. But there is a guy, and we talk about scoring runs, and I think, Mike, the door's been open for Drake Baldwin. And here's what I'm getting to with Sean Murphy, who Mike just told you that, he's not going to start the season. We knew that.
Can we trade him for Darnell if he gets off to a slow start?
Well, Baldwin guys hit 300 last year, okay? Sean Murphy hit 181. And my point is, if Baldwin comes up here and plays well, all of a sudden, Mike, I think his playing time is going to get expanded. And if you're telling me we're getting that kind of production from our catcher behind the plate,
right,
where he's knocking in runs, his OPS and his slugging percentage are way higher than 294, which is what Sean Murphy hit last year. I think there's a chance that you could say, okay, he becomes your everyday guy. He is our top prospect. There's no reason why this shouldn't happen anyway. It's just, it's been moved up.
And if he rakes, the hell with Sean Murphy. You know how I feel about Sean Murphy. He's been a tremendous disappointment. The one year the whole team hit, he's still, he's 250, but he's a 233 guy. That's his baseball card. And last year he was dreadful in that miserable bottom of the lineup, which I always rant about. Drake Baldwin, our buddy Mark Bowman from MLB Network, MLB.com, he thinks that, yeah, to your point, he said Drake looks ready. He can, and look, you know, if Contreras was never that great behind the dish, but look, what would you rather have? This could be our guy, and hopefully he improves defensively.
It doesn't take long to tell. I mean, listen, I said this about Ronald Acuna when I saw him come up, and I was like, this guy's going to be a stud, and he has been. And I think when we get a chance to see Drake Baldwin, I think you're going to feel the same way. Listen to what Snit said about Baldwin today on the Steakhouse.
You know, that as a left-handed hitting catcher, you know, Mac's got to come to mind. I mean, you know, he's kind of advanced where he's at, just like Brian was. And you know, this kid's been very impressive this spring. You know, we're going to start this thing up Thursday and see where it goes. But, man, he's had a nice camp, and he's done a great job with our pitchers. They like throwing to him. The throwing has been really good. I think Eddie's done a great job with him. And, you know, it's just he's a very impressive young man.
He is, and that tells you where Snit is. How many years has Snit been around baseball? 60?
Right.
I mean, he's seen some dudes. So when he's telling you that about Baldwin, I think we can feel pretty good about it.
And it's funny because, you know, we always joke around with Braves fans sometimes. They get so locked in, like, you know, the prospects. You can't trade him. You can't. By the way, Vaughn Grissom got sent down to the minors by the Red Sox last week while you were in Vegas. So remember everybody losing their minds about that? And we think we know how Chris Sale worked out. But this is a guy that everybody we've talked to, and Grant's seen him and interviewed him. He looks ready to go. And this is what we need because, you know, yes, I don't like Sean Murphy's game. There's nothing about it I like. No one steals enough to make his defense make up for his bad hitting.
Well,
in my mind,
it's still an offensive game. And look, you do need a guy that does a great job with the pitches behind the plate. But I think Baldwin has the potential to take over as a number one catcher. And that's something going into the season we did not expect.
Right.
So he's had a great spring. He's impressed the coaches and the manager, and now he's going to start up here, and here's Sean Murphy waiting for this injury to heal. And, Mike, when he gets back and he's not raking and Baldwin's playing well, guess what? Braves fans are going to be like, Baldwin, we want Baldwin. And he becomes a guy that you insert into the lineup that we didn't expect to hit this way.
Right.
He helps us.
Look, it's funny how a daisy chains into misery for guys who are struggling. He has the terrible year last year. Then he has the rib injury down in spring training, so we have no idea. Now he's going to be behind the eight ball to get started.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the entire Braves Nation, I think I speak for most of Brave Nation, they want to see Drake Baldwin behind the dish. And you said it's go time.
Let's hear what Snit had to say about Ian Anderson and the trade. This is pretty interesting because he said it happened during the game.
That had literally happened in the middle of the game that he was pitching. I sent him inside and we took him out of the game. So you know what? I'm happy for Ian. You know what? It didn't look like he was going to make our club. I love that kid and what he meant to our organization and the person that he is. And he didn't have a great spring. I mean, we probably weren't going to be able to carry him. So I think this was a heck of a lot better than maybe having to set him down, tell him you're going to designate him.
See, there you go. I mean, Snicker just being as honest as he can be. We all know what Ian Anderson did as a young player when he was thrust into a pennant race and how he contributed for the World Series team. And then, unfortunately, just the injuries got him. And he was trying, but and the pressure got to him, I think, too, this year, too, knowing that it was basically make or break.
Well, he wasn't. Look, sometimes you just say he wasn't good enough. It's okay. Like, we're so afraid in our country to say kids lose, there's winners and losers. He wasn't good enough. This particular spring, he wasn't. And so the Braves did him a favor, Mike. I think by giving him an opportunity to go somewhere where he actually can pitch instead of just, hey, we're going to leave you out there on the float. Good luck. They appreciated what he did. And right. I think the front office treated him right in this situation to say, you're not going to be here. But we're gonna give you an opportunity to go somewhere else.
Right. Again, Chris is basically saying the Suarez guy we got is like basically you traded nothing for nothing. But you know we'll see. But I'm with you. They do, and I think they have a soft spot for the guy. But it's not. Again, it's you getting something. If you just put him and he gets DFA'd, nothing.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because I think we all remember last year. I think you kind of knew a little bit when he never got called up at the end of the year, and we were like, come on, let's go. What's going on here?
404-726-0929. We're going to visit with Grant tomorrow, kind of do our last preview as the season starts on Thursday. And Mike's right. Padres are a good team. We'll hopefully get a chance to catch up with our boy Tony Gwynn Jr., who calls their games. And you know, that was a team, again, last year people were picking them to go to the World Series. They're stacked offensively. They've spent a lot of money, Mike, I mean, to be in the hunt. And I think this is a great way to start the season and kind of get a – it's a good litmus test to start the season.
You're going
to
put Jurickson Profar? How are you going to bat him? How are you going to bat Money? Money Harris says he can handle it mentally to be the number one guy, the leadoff guy. How are you going to play it until Acuna gets here?
Well, that's the thing. I think you have some options, and it depends on who you're facing that particular day. But I like him in the leadoff spot. I think you could also – we talked about Money Harris as well.
Stealing more bases, too. I think we all want to see him. Remember, we asked for about sure. that a few months ago.
Yeah. Look, he's had a really good spring, by the way. I mean, I don't know if we've talked enough about Money, but, you know, again, I don't want to get overly excited. For a guy like Drake Baldwin who's trying to make the team, Mike, you have to flash.
Right.
I've seen that in covering baseball. Guys who already are established, not so much, and they're working on things that are going to help them during the season. But Money's had a really good spring as well. The reason why people are impressed with Baldwin is because it was like, okay, kid, show us what you got. And he showed up.
By the way, great stat, great factoid from our boy Grant McCauley. Of course, 2-1 last year in 7 games was Grant Holmes. Grant Holmes originally drafted by the Dodgers in the first round of the 2014 draft, Carl.
Mm.
And he was 22nd overall. That's a big draft pick.
That is.
So he finally gets a start in Dodger Stadium. As we mentioned, he'll start the Dodgers opener against the Bravos. Open a 3-game series. He gets the opener. And again, so that would be 11 years after being drafted.
Isn't that
by
crazy?
The Dodgers.
Yeah, it's a dream, probably a dream come true. One more thing we want you to hear in that snit. Again, full interview online at odyssey.com. Talking about the guys and the makeup of this team. And, you know, look, I trust Snit's going to do the things that he needs to do. Mike, you said he should have probably won Manager of the Year last year with the way he managed this club with the injuries. Let's hope that doesn't play out this year and he doesn't have to maneuver like that. But he really likes his club.
Guys like to play baseball. I said, what a novel idea that they're having fun playing baseball. You know, I mean, they like to work. They enjoy the competing. I've never seen, you know, and it's been like that for a while here where these guys just, they enjoy the competition and you know, they're fun to be around. They make it fun for myself and the coaches and just how hard they are and how dedicated they are to what they're doing.
Yeah. And that's good to know. I mean, he's talking about the makeup of this team and, you know, again, you still got to go out and win games and perform, but he's saying the group as a whole feels pretty good, Mike, and they're a hardworking group. That's what you need. I'm going to say this. Look, I know everybody's on the Dodgers, and rightfully so. They're stacked. But I don't think we're that far off. I don't think we're like the 7th best team in the East, or not the East, but the National League, Mike. I think we could easily be the 2nd or 3rd best team, depending on how things shake out.
Mets have had a lot of injuries, their pitching staff, a lot of things to deal with. Right.
And then you get to the playoffs, let's see what happens. Now, I know we're a long way away, but all you're going to hear, trust me, the first few months of this season is Dodgers. Braves fans, we got to deal with it.
Hey, and the Dodgers have always had the most money and the best team, and they've only, now they did finally get the 2nd one under Dave Roberts, but still, you know, it's just tough to see that such a uncompetitive advantage, as it were, for the Dodgers. And then, you know, you see how much the Yankees and Mets are spending. And I will still disagree with you respectfully that we don't have enough starting pitching.
Because, we may not.
I mean, it's still a big if. Everything we just said about Grant Holmes is true. It's a great story. And you're hoping that A.J. Smith-Shawver is ready to go. But when you're so good 1-8, man, I wish we just bank it on guys along with Sale and Ronaldo Lopez and Strider.
The formula, Mike, is going to be what it was a few years ago. Score runs consistently, put pressure on their opposing pitching staff, and then let's see how good this bullpen is, right? But in the games where Sale, Schwelly, and Strider are pitching, you're expecting to get great quality starts out of those guys.